Senator Rounds and Representative Johnson were featured guests during a Facebook Live event for the downtown Sioux Falls Rotary Club. When asked if the president's threat against funding was the best strategy, Rounds said it was more about sending a clear message in favor of returning to school.
And I think the vast majority of the schools are going to reopen. They're going to try to get kids back in. I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Rounds goes on to say stopping federal assistance wouldn't impact state aid or any other funding measures.
It's one of the reasons why I would love to get rid of the U.S. Department of Education. I mean, I would love to see it go away and send the money back to the local school districts to begin with. And I think Secretary DeVos has had a lot of that same attitude on this thing here. But at this stage of the game, I think schools need to reopen. But I talked to the superintendents. They are trying really hard to do it correctly. Let's do it safely.
Representative Johnson agrees that students should return to in-person classes as long as it's safe to do so.
But I don't think the Fed should punish schools, school districts who decide to go a different route. And I certainly don't think we should be punishing parents and families that choose to go a different route.
Johnson acknowledges the unique challenges administrators face as they consider safety measures.
You're not really going to have people singing in chorus. That's not a best practice with that kind of expelling the air. Well, PE is going to be a lot more difficult. When you look at the risky activities, playing with a common ball, well, that's actually pretty high up on the list. That's like a 7 on a 10-point scale.
Johnson and Rounds are on recess and returning to D.C. next week. They plan to have a fourth congressional coronavirus relief package finalized by the end of July. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.